is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's Adam, Dave, and Jamie.
Friday show. One last chance to preview some games if you're just playing into Week 16. But we will have a Week 17 full week of podcasts. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. We're around all off season as well. Adam, Dave, and Jamie here. Heath is officially on vacation, putting his feet up, chilling out. I don't know if he's in Missouri yet, but we miss him. Good morning, guys. How you doing on this Friday? Happy Friday.
You're wrong.
Why?
He's not on vacation.
He's not?
He will still be on CBS Sports Radio from 11 to 12 on Saturday, along with the rest of us.
Oh, he's doing the show?
Yes, he's leaving Sunday.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, there is Fantasy Football Today, the live video show, tomorrow, Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern instead of Sunday. And I'm sure you guys are going to get, hopefully by then, more information about what the Cowboys are doing. But, God, this is why you don't play into Week 16. The players are resting all the time.
Into Week 16?
Yeah, the Cowboys. I mean,
there's rarely a case like this in Week 16.
I'm joking.
Oh.
Yeah. I was also joking about the Giants winning. That was a big joke. There will not be a bonanza this week. I think last night was a sign. Don't do it.
No, you bonanzaed already.
What did I bonanza? The Giants?
Colts Raiders.
I did not. Absolutely not.
Nope, you did.
He thought about it.
No, he did.
No, not going to do that. You know what? I was going to say, because of last night, my guarantee that the Giants would win, I'm just going to bonanza the 49ers-Rams game. But then I thought, no, that's so mean to Jamie. Carlos Hyde's the start of the week, so.
No, he's not.
He's not now?
No, but Todd Gurley is, but thank you.
Sorry, that's what I meant.
Was that another joke?
Great start to the show. Very disjointed.
Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, let's fill in the blank here, guys. Fill in the blank. I absolutely love blank this week.
Todd Gurley.
Zach Ertz.
Yeah,
I really did. I thought he'd have a great game. He had two targets. I hate him. I'm going to go right back to Dontrell Inman. And I think Dontrell Inman finishes as a top 20 receiver this week.
And we
Hope
are
you're right. Starting him against Adam.
Inman?
Yep.
Stop telling me. We're now all on board with Todd Gurley as a top 12 running back. Are you going to start him over Ezekiel Elliott now?
Nope.
All right. We'll get to the Cowboys situation in a second. Dontrell Inman, would you start him over Michael Thomas?
No.
Would you start Inman over Taylor Gabriel?
Yep.
No. Really? I like Gabriel, too.
Yeah. No. I'd go Inman over Gabriel.
Okay. More on both of the, well, more on Gabriel in a bit. Fill in the blank. I'm not really feeling blank this week.
Taylor Gabriel.
I don't know who I'm not really feeling.
I'll
tell you who I'm not really feeling. Julio Jones.
Larry Fitzgerald, Brandon Marshall, Kelvin Benjamin, Allen Robinson, DeAndre Hopkins. Any of those crappy receivers that have been terrible all season long?
Julio makes me nervous.
Why?
Because we don't know how healthy he is. We don't know if he's going to play decoy like he's done already once this season. I think Atlanta can win without him against Carolina.
I would also imagine they want to get him going, though. Make sure he's right going into the playoffs.
I suppose that's fair to say. But we don't know what that means. Has he had a full week of practice like AJ Green had? Because Green practiced last week and they didn't play.
Well, Julio did not practice last week,
right.
But he has been practicing this week.
Right. AJ Green, I believe, practiced last week and this week.
But you have...
Yeah, Green's also had a tougher injury to come back from.
Dave, you have Julio Jones ranked in your top 10, no?
Yeah. I'm still nervous about it.
Yeah, me too. And Jamie's not feeling those crappy wide receivers. I had a tough time ranking blank this week.
Blake Bortles.
Back end running backs.
Okay. Like anyone in particular?
Pretty much all of them. Thomas all the Rawls. Guys that no one wants to feel good starting. Mark Ingram, Jeremy Hill, right. Kenneth Farrow, Doug Martin, Spencer Ware. That's the order I ranked them in, by the way.
I feel like Martin is going to score because everybody scores against the Saints. I think they've given up like 16 rushing touchdowns. Do you feel that way? Did I say Mark Ingram? Because I meant Doug Martin. Do you feel that way?
Do I feel what way?
That Doug Martin will score?
Well, if he doesn't, your team stinks.
Yeah.
The one concern I'd have is if the score gets out of whack, if the Saints offense shows up, then you see more Charles Sims.
Well, I mean, I think this game is like pretty close spread, about 3 points. Should be a pretty close game, no?
Should be.
All right. And finally, my toughest lineup decision will be blank.
Spencer Ware and Thomas Rawls in a PPR league.
Mine is Ware and McKinnon in a PPR league.
Oh, I'm sorry. And also Jeremy Hill. Those three guys.
Okay. So Ware, right, you said Spencer. Ware, Rawls, and Hill, Jamie?
Yeah, right now I'm going Rawls.
I think that's how I'd go too.
And for me, it's going to be my wide receivers. DeSean Jackson, Julio Jones, AJ Green are the three I have starting right now, and I have Michael Crabtree on the bench in half-point PPR. Crabtree and Jackson, I really don't know what to do there. And I kind of want to sit Julio for Crabtree and go with Green, Jackson, and Crabtree, but I don't think I can do it. Such agony. Week 16.
I mean, if you want, just because I'm playing AJ Green against you, you can sit AJ Green, so you don't have to root for him.
No, that's okay.
You sure?
Yeah, I never make my decisions based on that. I never make my decisions based on my opponent's team.
No? What if your opponent's playing Drew Brees?
I already know that you have Drew Brees and Devontae Freeman and AJ Green. Just stop. I already know. And Dontrell Inman, apparently.
Yes. And you're going to get two touchdowns against you from Antonio Gates.
You're starting Antonio Gates?
Yep.
Good. He's a washed-up scrub.
I feel he is a washed-up scrub. That's going to score twice.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe three times.
All right, guys. So we'll get on with the show. We'll talk about the Giants and the Eagles, the impact it could have on the Cowboys, and that's it. You know, typical stuff, but actually some really interesting stuff, like Mike Evans. Feel good starting him. Aaron Rodgers. Matt Ryan. Looks like he might have a tough matchup this week. Jimmy Graham has a brutal matchup this week. How many tight ends are you starting over him? And your emails at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Eagles 24, Giants 19. Ugh. The Eagles offensive guard Allen Barber left with a hamstring injury in the first half. Their safety Jalen Watkins, concussion in the third quarter. And Ryan Matthews, shocker, left with a stinger in the fourth quarter. Do you have any thoughts on this freaking game?
I mean, we knew Eli would struggle.
Yeah.
And he did, despite 60-plus pass attempts. So, don't play him every time he goes to Philly.
Ever.
It was nice to see Paul Perkins get more work than Rashad Jennings. Not that it matters at this point of the season.
No, but he's going to be good next year, I think.
How about Ryan Matthews with four straight carries at the goal line, and he nailed the golden sombrero?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I didn't really love Ryan Matthews coming into the week. It was hard to stay away from him, though, based on what he did last week. But the Giants' run defense is good.
Yeah. I liked him based on volume. I just thought he'd get a lot of work and he'd have a good chance to score based on the volume, which is why I had him ranked.
If you would have said
I had him ranked, I thought he'd be good.
If you would have said before the game, 18 carries, I mean, anybody would sign up for that.
I mean, the Giants got you what you wanted because the only player on the Giants that people were starting confidently was Beckham, and he came through with 150 yards. And then Sterling Shepard, if you started him, 61 yards, which is his most in like 10 weeks or something.
Yeah, he did better than expected.
Yep.
Yeah. Seven catches, too. That's also better than expected.
But remember,
great move for the touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Manning threw 63 passes, so all the numbers were inflated a little bit here. So the Giants did fine for you. The Eagles did not. Ryan Matthews struggled. Zach Ertz was awful. Two catches, 33 yards. Jamie had a funny tweet when Ertz fell on a fumble. It wasn't actually a fumble. Jamie said, oh, Zach Ertz actually touched the ball. That was good. And Nelson Aguilar caught the touchdown. Jordan Matthews was terrible. Two catches for 12 yards on six targets. Frustrating stuff. Now, and the Giants DST, I should say. You know, I started them, and yeah, huge letdown. Very disappointing. I don't know that this is the kind of game where we're going to get too many. I did see a few. I started the Giants DST, you know, what do I do kind of thing. But, you know, it wasn't like I faced someone who went off. Nobody went off. You know what I mean? Nobody's probably in too big of a hole after.
Oh, Beckham. I'm playing Beckham in the PPR league, and I'm chasing 26 points.
I have Beckham in a PPR league, and I'm up big already.
Yeah. But when you face Beckham or when you have Beckham in a PPR league, like 26 points is realistic. Like, you can overcome that or you could lose with that. But that's going to happen. He's Beckham. Right?
Sure. I mean, I don't know the last time he had 11 catches in a game.
Yeah, that's a lot. I'm just saying, like, last week it was, oh my God, I started Thomas Rawls, or I faced Russell Wilson. Not gonna get quite as many. Probably because this wasn't, people weren't starting as many players, so.
Sure, right, whatever. I think the thing that you would look at, like, if you counted on the Giants defense and you're deciding between, let's say, Larry Fitzgerald and Kenny Stills in a standard league, maybe you play Stills for the upside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that type of thing is what you're looking at.
You know who I kind of like? We'll put him on the startometer. Put him on the startometer right now, 0-5. Kenny Britt.
Yeah, I think he's definitely in that range. Even with Goff as his quarterback, which is kind of smelly, I still think that he's got scoring potential. San Francisco's defense is awful.
They struggle with number one receivers all season.
They struggle with everybody.
And Britt's numbers with Goff have been fine. So I don't think it's, he's playing with Goff.
Let me tell you the wide receivers who have scored double-digit fantasy points against the Niners in San Francisco's last six games. Fitzgerald and Floyd, Mitchell and Edelman, Stills, Bellamy, Robbie Anderson, Taylor Gabriel, Aldrick Robinson.
Yeah, no, Britt's a very good daily play. But we also haven't seen the Rams run with a lot of success recently, and I think that will happen.
Very good point. Yeah, I just wonder when I do a show like this, right? I'm producing the show. If this is week 10 and there are no playoffs, everyone's playing. I don't know. Kenny Britt, you know, is a pretty relevant player. I don't have a team where Kenny Britt would even sniff my lineup. No team remaining right now. And I just wonder how many people in 10 or 12 team leagues would even have to consider Kenny Britt, or are they just making high end decisions right now, you know?
Sure. But I mean, there are people that, you know, lost Melvin Gordon, you know, don't trust AJ Green or Julio Jones coming back, you know, dealing with flex situations. And again, it's not just 10 and 12 team leagues. It's people in 14 team leagues and larger that are, you know, somewhat stuck. Like, you know, Dave and I are walking into the room here to podcast and somebody's asking us Kobe Fleener or Jared Cook, you know, so, that, you know, people are in situations like that where they're dealing with third receiver type of guys where Kenny Britt would be a very good high upside play.
What was your answer, Fleener or Cook?
Cook. Yeah. The only reason I said that was because it was Matthew Coca who works here, and he said, he has a feeling about Cook. And so if it's close, in this case I think it is, why not go with the guy you have a feeling about?
Is it that he has a feeling about Cook or he's got a feeling about Fleener?
Probably both. But he did say, I think Cook will go off this week. So if that's how you feel, then you play Cook. It's not like he's playing Jared Cook over, you know, Delanie Walker.
So, yeah, or Jimmy Graham for that matter. So you're looking at the Cowboys now, who have nothing to play for. Two games left, and they've locked up the one seed in the NFC. And this is the worst-case scenario, because they're not playing until Monday, and everybody else is playing on Saturday, pretty much everybody else playing on Saturday this week. And the game just ended last night, so we don't even have the instant reaction of what they're going to do. It is a guessing game, and this is why you need to tune in to Fantasy Football Today, tomorrow morning at 11. There is no Eye on Fantasy Football radio show this week, unfortunately. There will be one next week. What do you guys think? Like, what are you going to advise the Cowboys fantasy owners this week?
I think this week they're going to operate normally. And, you know, maybe at the end of the game, if they're blowing out the Lions, you'll see Darren McFadden a little more, and maybe Tony Romo will get in there. And that's really about it. Next week could be a completely different story, but I read a great story from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram where they chronicled what happened the last time the Cowboys were in this situation. It was 2014. They had their playoff spot locked up going into week 17. Tony Romo played almost every single snap. DeMarco Murray played about half the snaps and still had 22 carries in the game. I would envision they do something similar to that in week 17.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so for this week, don't sit Dez, or don't, well, I'll ask you about Dez, but don't sit Zeke.
I wouldn't sit Zeke.
Here's what Dak Prescott said yesterday before the game. What do you mean, Prescott asked when asked about if the Lions game will be meaningless. This game is going to matter. Any game I play, I participate in, and I think pretty much everybody in this locker room, we want to win. We hold ourselves to high standards. I know I do individually. We want to win this game. That is our main focus. Tonight is its own thing. So I think Prescott's an easy guy to get away from because you may have other options out there or you may not have been starting him along the way to get here. So if it's close, like Prescott or Kaepernick, Prescott or Winston, Prescott or, you know, anybody that's, I think, of name value above him, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, you know, anybody that you've paired him with, you might want to consider going that other route. You know, it'd be maybe a little tougher if you're talking about Prescott versus Matt Moore or Prescott versus Matt Barkley, but you're not benching Zeke. If they're blowing out the Lions, it's because Zeke had a big part in it.
I can't imagine they're blowing out the Lions because there's four touchdowns from Dak to
right. And I would say the same thing about Dez. I'm not going to get away from Dez either, just because no Darius Slay, I think he could have a big day too. The one thing that's going to be interesting is, and you wonder how the Cowboys approach it from this standpoint, if they pull Dak because of situation, not because of score, let's say he takes a hit or two in the game, and they're like, forget this, I don't want to risk it. And do they risk putting Romo in, and he goes off,
right?
And that public relations nightmare that they're going to have to deal with if that's the case.
Yeah, that's why I don't think they're going to do anything. Also, you don't want them to have 3 weeks off, right? Because maybe they don't do much in week 17. And then they have a bye in the first round of the playoffs. They've got to play this game. They've got to stay sharp.
I would imagine they go this game normal, next week a half.
Right, right.
And then they're done.
Yeah. So, look, yeah, because I've gotten a lot of questions already about benching Zeke for Jonathan Stewart and Todd Gurley and guy, you know, guys like that who are good starts. But no, we can't advise that. Start Zeke. You're going to have him as a top five running back, right?
Yep. I'm not moving him.
Where is
he's
Zeke
number
for
one
you?
For me. I'm not moving.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So number one for Jamie, number four for Dave, number one for Heath. So Zeke is a must start. And then Dez, I guess for you guys is a must start too. I mean, he's been solid, mostly good with, since coming back from injury. But
yep. No Slay for the Lions.
Yeah.
He's gonna play big.
Is he a top 10 wide receiver for you, Dez Bryant?
Next
Not
year?
For me.
No, right now, this week.
Oh, me? Yeah, he's top 5. I think he's going to have a big day.
Yeah, well, how about this? So Dave has him 14th. Jamie has Dez 3rd. And it's interesting because he has been good, but I'm guessing probably been more like a number, like a high at number 2.
Right. He hasn't been top 5 good.
Yeah, but he will this week.
I don't know. They did pretty well without Slay last week. Beckham had a touchdown.
Yeah.
But the yards were pretty low. And Shepard had a touchdown, but again, the yards were pretty low. But, all right. You're most likely starting him, whether you're going by Dave's rankings or Jamie's rankings, and Heath has Dez 6th. So, all right. Let's give a shout out. Oh, no. First, an email. Email of the day from Kyle. Dear Jay, Jim, and Rex. Jay, Jim, and Rex?
Coaches?
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. I've noticed some of the other sites seem to have Daniel Brown, Bears tight end, ranked relatively high. Doesn't seem like you guys do. Any thoughts on him? And Kyle is in need of a tight end this week. Daniel Brown.
He's played well, I think, in 2 of his last 3 or 3 of his last 4. He's in the same conversation for us as Ty Montgomery. He was started as a wide receiver, so we can't move him. So that's why he's not ranked for us.
Oh, that's why. Okay, I gotcha. If you could play Daniel Brown.
He had a catch for 8 yards last week. He had 2 catches for 13 yards 2 weeks before. He hasn't scored in 3 weeks. He hasn't had more than 42 yards in a game.
Yeah, he's
tell me why you're starting Daniel Brown.
Well, he wasn't bad in the Lions game from a PPR standpoint.
He had 10 fantasy points. I'll grant you that. But otherwise.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. 6 catches
for
42 yards.
Oh, yeah. This is an owner who was going to start Ryan Griffin. And now Fedorowicz looks like he's going to play. So, yeah, for the guy who asked you, Jared Cook or Kobe Fleener, would you consider Daniel Brown?
Anybody with a pulse over Fleener.
Okay. That's pretty low-end stuff. Now a shout-out to Aaron S. from Lincoln, Nebraska. Why a shout-out? Because apparently he has emailed us like so many times and I have never responded or read his email on the air. So my apologies. I would say he got about 100 emails yesterday. It's incredible. Every time I sign on to my mail, there are like 30 in the inbox. So I apologize. There's no way I'm going to be able to answer all of them. I have some in the notes today. I will try to individually respond to you when I can, but it's a busy week with holiday shopping and games on Saturday, so doing my best. Please be patient.
Holiday shopping.
What? What'd you say?
Holiday shopping now?
Some of it, yeah.
When are you doing the rest of it?
Done. It's already done. I'm finishing up. I'm pretty much done. But what I'm okay.
Did you get me the Archie Bunker plunger?
I didn't get that. No. Any kickers to avoid this week, guys? Any kickers that you're benching, sitting, cutting?
Based on weather? No. It actually looks like we're going to be pretty good on weather everywhere. The one place where it could be maybe a hint bad is Kansas City. They're expecting some moderate wind there. That's it.
Your news and notes. Julio Jones will play. AJ Green says he's playing. Melvin Gordon likely out. Theo Riddick may play, but that's a Monday game, so you might have to get away from him. Michael Floyd, guys, he could play for New England this week. Would you be interested in Michael Floyd against the Jets?
Only you. I'll tell you what. You can pick him up and start him against me in our finals.
Now, you can start him instead of Devontae Freeman, I would say.
I can't make the case for a guy who's been with the Patriots for less than 2 weeks getting in there and being an integral part of your fantasy team.
Tyler Eifert missed another practice with a back injury. So yeah, that's a Saturday night game. You might have to make a call on someone else, you know, before that game. And where are you ranking Eifert, and how worried are you?
I'd like to see whether or not he practices on Friday.
It'll just be a walkthrough.
I'd like to know if he participates in the walkthrough, because if he doesn't, then you know for sure that it's not going to be a good situation.
I just wonder with him out of it, and he's got a track record of injuries, plus his back hurt him earlier this year. Would they risk it? Would he risk it?
For a biscuit?
So, who do you like better right now, Jimmy Graham or Tyler Eifert?
I think if you had to pick right this second, it would be Graham.
Wow, okay. And Graham is kind of like borderline top 10 this week.
No, I think Graham's okay. Graham at home is fine.
Graham at home is fine even against Arizona?
Against Arizona.
It's a tough matchup, but it's the same thing for Eifert.
It's true.
Yeah, well, you have Graham 8th, and Dave has Graham 9th, and Heath has Graham 9th. So, like I said, borderline top 10. Ladarius Green did not practice. So we're not expecting him. Jordan Reed seems unlikely to play. Lamar Miller did not practice again. Are you guys getting worried about Lamar Miller?
I will be if he misses, if they go through a walkthrough, light practice, whatever, on Friday.
But when you're comparing him to the other back of the number two running backs, are you just going to play it safe and go with an Ingram or Jeremy Hill?
I mean, you might have to just because you're not going to know what the information is.
Right. Yeah.
The easier thing to do is just to go and grab Alfred Blue.
I like Hill better than Lamar Miller anyway, so I'm fine with Miller, with Hill.
Jets right guard Brian Winters is on IR with a shoulder injury. Might be their best offensive lineman. Did that scare you away from Bilal Powell?
Nope.
All righty. Harrison Smith practice. Is that a big deal as the Packers get ready for the Vikings?
It'll help their defense.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it should help a lot. And Darius Slay not expected to play, as Jamie mentioned. Jared Goff would start, so the only do you expects are Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, and C.J. Fedorowicz. Who's going to play? Diggs, Thielen, Fedorowicz.
I think we're going to go 3 for 3 on players playing.
Oh, good. And am I forgetting anyone? Any major injuries?
I don't know. I don't believe so. I think we really got to everybody.
Melvin Gordon?
Good. We mentioned Melvin.
Yeah.
Jamal Charles?
Oh, yeah. Jamal Charles after the year. Not coming back. Maybe ever.
Tell me, guys, low-scoring affair or fantasy points everywhere? Tampa Bay, New Orleans was 16-11 2 weeks ago. Low-scoring affair or fantasy points everywhere?
No Max Unger, no Michael Thomas in that game.
For New Orleans, yeah. Yep. I think New Orleans puts up a lot of points.
So do I.
Arizona-Seattle was a 6-6 tie. Fantasy points everywhere or low-scoring affair?
Low-scoring affair.
Okay.
I think the Seahawks get in the 20s. I think the Cardinals can at least get 3 points.
20-13.
Dallas, Detroit, Monday night.
Mid-range affair.
Okay.
There's a chance it could be pretty high scoring.
Okay. Start or sit. Got some studs. Tell me if you're hesitant. I will tell you that Mike Evans has had 5 games this season with single-digit targets. In only one of those 5 games has he scored more than 6 fantasy points in standard scoring leagues. That was at Atlanta in week 1. And in those games, those 5 games with single-digit targets, Evans has no more than 5 catches in any of those games. And since Doug Martin has come back, it's been 4 of 6 games with single-digit targets. Is Mike Evans still an automatic start at the Saints?
Yep,
this week.
But he struggled against the Saints last time.
Yeah, but the targets will be up because they're going to be chasing points.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers, is he an automatic start going up against Minnesota, which might get Harrison Smith back? And Rodgers has had 1 game with more than 213 passing yards in his last 5 against Minnesota.
He actually, the last 3 games against Minnesota, has not had big numbers. He had a 20-point game in their first game last year.
15 and 18 after that.
Right. And the 18 came earlier this year when he threw a touchdown, ran for a touchdown, didn't have a lot of yards, and had an interception. I sort of feel like Mike Zimmer knows what to do against him defensively. And if Harrison Smith's back, that defense is relatively healthy, I think it could be a little tricky for Aaron Rodgers. You're still going to start him, but I don't know if the expectation should be 25 fantasy points. I think it could be less than that.
So are you guys starting Phillip Rivers over Aaron Rodgers?
I am.
Yep.
Ben Roethlisberger over Rodgers?
Easy.
Yes.
All right, the next quarterback here in the Start Your Stud section is Matt Ryan, who's had an amazing year, obviously, but look at the last 7 quarterbacks to face Carolina. Yeah, Keenum struggled, Alex Smith struggled, but Breeze, 19 fantasy points. Carr, 22 fantasy points, which is usually like 12-ish. Russell Wilson, 17. Phillip Rivers, 11. Kirk Cousins, 9. And only San Diego has more interceptions than Carolina. Additionally, the Panthers allow 20 points per game at home. They are at home this week. 30 points per game on the road. Is Matt Ryan a pretty much automatic start this week?
Week 4, when he had 43 fantasy points against Carolina, that was his first game with 20-plus against them since 2013. His last game with 20-plus at Carolina was 2012. And this Panthers defense, as you said, they've been great. 6 of the last 7 quarterbacks against Carolina have been under 20 fantasy points and includes a lot of stud quarterbacks. I think there's reason to be nervous about Matt Ryan.
But
you have him 6th. Matt Ryan, his offensive line's better than it's been in years. His receiving core is deeper. And I can't help but think that he's still going to get you. He's in that same Aaron Rodgers range. I'll say that. I don't think he's going to hurt you. I don't think he's going to deliver 13 fantasy points and that's it. But I don't know if he's got 350 and 3.
No. But he can get you 215 too.
Okay.
He's not turned the ball over that much either, which is usually a problem for him, or at least in the past.
Looks like it's not a great quarterback week after, I don't know, 4 of them? 5 of them? Right? Like, once you get to Rodgers at about 7th, actually all 3 of you have him 7th. Rodgers has a tough matchup. Cousins has been struggling a bit. Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, you know, they either have tough matchups or have been struggling a bit, right? It's not like we have 15 quarterbacks that we love this week, right?
Love, no. Like, yes.
All right.
A lot of liking.
And then this stud-ish, Jimmy Graham, who, let's face it, probably gets started more weeks than not. He has the toughest matchup. Arizona allows the fewest fantasy points to tight ends. Jimmy Graham had 5 catches and 53 yards against the Cardinals in week 7. Most catches, most yards for any tight end this year. And only one has caught a touchdown. It was Deion Sims 2 weeks ago. How about that? What do you think? Give me some guys you would start over Jimmy Graham that you normally wouldn't.
Normally wouldn't.
There's a lot of tight ends.
Zach Ertz would have been the only one probably, I would say.
Well, you have Kyle Rudolph.
How about Cameron Brate and Hunter Henry?
I think they
have a better chance to score.
I'm not there with Henry, but I think it's I can understand it.
All right. Yeah, here's an interesting one. And it probably, it might affect Jimmy Graham, this stat? It might not. But let's see. I just got to find it. Arizona, off the top of my head, is what I think it is. Arizona has allowed 97 or more yards to three wide receivers in their last two games. Okay, two Dolphins and one Saint. That's three in their last two, 97 or more yards. In their first,
who were they?
What?
Well, Brandon Cooks was the Saint.
Yeah, and it was Jarvis Landry and Stills. In their first 12 games, one wide receiver had 97 or more. So three in their last two and one in their first 12. Does that tell you anything?
Well, their secondary is banged up. I think that's why. Wasn't it Jeremy Curley who had...
Yes.
Yeah.
You won the trivia question that I never even got to ask.
I wonder if that opens the door for Baldwin a little bit.
Well, they struggle with slot receiver.
You're right. And he plays inside more so than outside.
Yeah.
And, right, this could certainly be an opportunity for Dougie Fresh to score, get more than, 70 yards.
Okay.
Flap his wings in the end zone.
Well, terrific. Well, why don't we get on to the start-o-meter then and talk about Doug Baldwin and some other guys. But I do want to remind you that you can play more fantasy football and do your snake drafts, which we all love, the best part of fantasy football, on draft. You can draft all the time. I keep getting notifications. This guy has challenged you to a contest on draft. I got about six challenges yesterday, and I did not accept any of them. I apologize, but like I said, it's been a little hectic. But we're going to do some contests with listeners today and tomorrow morning. If you want to play draft, go to the App Store and search for draft. It's going to come up first. And the promo code to enter is FFToday. FFToday, enter that when you download. You will get a 100% bonus on up to $600 when you deposit. Search draft in the App Store and enter the promo code FFToday. So basically, look, you start a quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, or tight ends. And it's pretty simple. It goes very quickly. And then you see if you win some money, and your chances of winning money on draft are three times better, almost three times better than your chances of winning on FanDuel or DraftKings. Give it a shot. I think you're really going to like it. I'll compete against you from time to time, and you're running out of time. So let's get on that and download draft. Start-o-meter, 0-5, Russell Wilson against Arizona.
I'm leaning toward a 4.
3.5.
Okay. Wilson over Winston?
Yep.
And Prescott?
Yep.
Okay. Start-o-meter, Doug Baldwin?
4.
3.5.
Where is he for you guys? The top 20?
He's in my top 20.
Devontae Adams, Doug Baldwin, they're back-to-back in Jamie's rankings. Baldwin one spot ahead. Dave, how do you see that, Adams and Baldwin?
I think Adams, I might move Adams ahead of Jordy. I'm going to go back and study how Zimmer's done against and what he's done against Aaron Rodgers. And I wonder if he's going to stick Xavier Rhodes instead of playing sides. I wonder if he'll put him right on Jordy's hip pocket, try and take him away.
Interesting. Now, yeah, Jordy did catch a touchdown in the first meeting, right?
But he didn't have a lot of yardage, right?
Rhodes didn't play in that game.
Oh. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, the Packers in general, it's kind of tough. They struggle against Minnesota, but how on earth can you get away from Jordy Nelson?
Well, I mean, you'd have to be loaded at receiver. I'm not talking about putting Jordy Nelson in the 20s.
Yeah. Okay. Doug Martin at New Orleans, start-o-meter.
3.
2.5.
Let's say Doug Martin or Jay Ajayi.
It's Ajayi for me.
Ajayi, but nervous about both.
Doug Martin or Emmanuel Sanders?
I think Sanders has more upside.
Yep.
So Sanders.
Okay. Start-o-meter for Alshon Jeffrey.
I guess I'll say 3, but I'm expecting 8 or 9 fantasy points in a standard league.
I go under on that.
So you're going to say like a 2?
2.5.
Start-o-meter for Kenny Britt.
2.5.
Yeah.
Who would you start, Jeffrey or Britt?
It's close.
All right.
I've
Jeffrey.
Goodness, I think I'll go Britt.
Four spots away from me.
All right, so we want, look, Washington's been really good against wide receivers, especially.
Yeah, I mean, this is just playing the matchup for me.
Yeah.
I like Cameron Meredith better than both of them.
Really?
To be honest with you, yeah, he's one of my favorite sleepers this week.
How come?
Slot receiver for the Bears, been getting a lot of work. I think it's 8 targets or more, 6 catches or more, and 10 fantasy points or more in each of his last 2. So it's just another Chicago quarterback not named Jay Cutler who likes this guy.
Hmm.
And that's where the best matchup is against Washington. Josh Norman doesn't play in the slot. Bashaw Breeland doesn't play in the slot. I think Cameron Meredith could have a very good week.
All right, let's go to Thomas Rawls against Arizona. How you feeling about Thomas Rawls on the start-o-meter?
3.5.
I feel better about him than I do Doug Martin. I think there's a better chance that he scores. And I can't see him averaging, what did he have last week, 1.8 yards per carry or something disgusting like that. I he's going to get you at least 3.5.
Okay. We
and
know Arizona.
Seattle has a good track record of running the ball against Arizona.
Okay, yeah. And the Cardinals on the road, they give up a lot of rushing touchdowns.
Their run defense is worse on the road than it is at home.
And finally, Jamison Crowder at Chicago.
I'm nervous about him. The one nice thing is that if Jordan Reed, theoretically, if Jordan Reed's out, Jamison Crowder should see more work. But last week, Jordan Reed barely played, and Crowder didn't have a lot going on.
He's a one. I mean, you're seeing him. He's got passed by the other two receivers since really DeSean Jackson got healthy. I think both those guys playing for their contracts has helped them elevate their play. And I think if Reed is out, you'll see Vernon Davis just step into that role.
Tampa Bay is at New Orleans, guys. Let's get into the games. And I think this is a really interesting one here because, you know, these defenses have played better, although we saw New Orleans kind of – both teams struggled last week. Jameis Winston is 12th for Jamie and 16th for Dave and 10th for Heath. He had 8 fantasy points against the Saints in Week 14 and 5 straight with fewer than 20 fantasy points. Will Jameis Winston get to 20 fantasy points this week?
Yes.
No.
Winston or I think you have them back to back, Jamie, but Winston or Mariota?
Winston, more upside.
Dave?
I think Mariota's got more upside.
Chasing points for Winston this week will definitely work in his favor.
And
well, but he's been chasing a lot of points lately too.
Not really.
Well, against
Dallas.
Dallas he did. New Orleans he didn't. You're right, New Orleans he didn't have to. San Diego did he have to?
Nope.
The thing I don't like is that he's throwing plenty of interceptions, and his pass attempts haven't been as high as they were earlier.
Because they haven't been chasing points. Defense has been playing great. They've been leaning on Doug Martin. I don't think that's going to be the case this week.
Yeah. Also, no Delvin Bro. That's a big deal, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, Carson Palmer played great against this defense. You know, it's funny because in the last 4 games, only one quarterback has struggled against the Saints, and it was Winston. Jared Goff went off.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford went off. Carson Palmer, bounce back game, played well. So, I think Jameis is going to be in this situation of the Saints offense did not show up in that first game. Plus, it was outdoors at Tampa Bay. Now they're at home. You know the Saints usually put up good numbers at home. They have their full allotment of weapons because Michael Thomas didn't play in that game the last time. Max Unger's back. Centers, the offensive line's better. So I think this is a game where Breeze offense shows up. They put a hole in that Tampa Bay defense, which has played very well of late. And that puts Jameis in a comeback effort. And I think you see him get back to producing at a fantasy level that you were happy with prior to this recent 4-game stretch, which is when he let us down.
I'd love to see it. He hasn't done it in 3 career games against New Orleans.
He has one
high
game with 20 points.
What's that?
He has one 20-point game against
He rushed for a touchdown with 23 yards on top
of
it.
Yeah, but last year for him as a rookie, I don't really use that as a barometer.
I remember.
But those were games where he had to either throw or put up a lot of points in against the Saints defense.
But right, but remember last year, we talked a lot about Winston against the Saints late in the season. And he was such a dud, and I think we were kind of split on him, and it was a major letdown. But he's a different quarterback. Yeah, he was a rookie, though. So.
They have been in closer games, and I wonder if that's just been a byproduct of just Doug Martin coming back and Charles Sims coming back, and this team finding an identity in the run game.
They're idiots, Dave. No,
I agree, but
they're
we
so
can't
stupid.
I agree, but we can't control what they do.
Yeah,
we can only look at what they've done.
Why not though? We should have more say, I think.
And I will send an email to Dirk Cutter right now.
It's not a slam dunk that you're trusting Winston at this point, but it's the same thing with Mariota because Mariota's facing a defense that's been better than what Winston's facing, and he hasn't played well the last couple weeks. So they're in the same scenario. I just don't think Tennessee is going to be in a comeback effort where they're going to be having Mariota throw the ball all over the place, whereas I think you could see that from Winston. So that's why I like Winston better.
Hey, I have exciting news. We, at least two of us, are going to do another podcast later today that I will air either like super late tonight, or I'll probably publish it really, really early tomorrow morning. It's going to be nothing but your emails. It'll be about 15 to 20 minutes. So I never get to read enough emails on the show. This will be a solution to that. If you've sent in an email, there's a better chance it's going to be read on that episode, which we will air. I'll probably publish it Saturday morning. So you can wake up, listen to 15 minutes of your questions being answered, and then you can set your lineup. All right, moving on. You said Mike Evans is a start. Cameron Brate is a start this week. We like him better than Jimmy Graham. Drew Brees is a top three quarterback. There are no concerns here, even though Tampa Bay has allowed four passing touchdowns in their last six games, guys. Russell Wilson, 10 points. Rivers, 18. Brees, 4. Prescott, 19. All four of those guys in their last four games, less than 20 points. Or I don't know if it's their last four, but close to their last four.
I just think you buy into the Saints once they were healthy last week in a tougher matchup on the road. They were great. Mm-hmm. And I think just the health of the offensive line, getting Unger back was big. Getting Michael Thomas back was big. And I'm not sure that the Bucs have enough on defense to limit Drew Brees.
38, 31, 40, 22, 26.
At home.
Hut hike.
40.
Yeah.
7. That's Drew Brees at home. The 7 is the outlier, clearly, against Detroit. He still threw for 326 yards in that game, 3 interceptions.
Yeah. And he
two of those games at home, one against Seattle.
Yeah, right, right.
One against Denver.
Yep. So, Jamie, yes, I know, Jamie. You're starting him against me. And I hope he sprains his ankle in the first quarter.
What you a mean thing to say.
But it still plays.
The funny thing is, in the one final where I'm facing Odell, the guy has Odell Beckham, Brandon Cooks, and Michael Thomas as his three receivers.
Oh, man. So when I asked you guys earlier today who's the hardest to rank or who'd you have trouble ranking, the answer for me, if I did rankings, would be Saints receivers. And when I can't, like, it's not that I think I blame the listeners for it or anything, but when people ask me, you know, start or sit and a Saints receiver is in it, I'm just like, oh, I don't know what to say here. So you tell me, how do you rank? I always say sit Snead because, you know. But Cooks and Thomas, are they both goes this week?
Cooks has the ability, as we've seen this year, to go off in any particular week, especially when they're home or on a surface that favors his speed, which we saw last week as well. So I always think of him as the higher ceiling guy. Now, you can see a game like the Rams where, you know, a team tries to take him away and Michael Thomas plays well. I think Thomas is the safer play, as we've seen, because he can still get you consistent production. When Cooks is off, sometimes he's been really off. Yeah. So I think both guys have the opportunity here to be top 15 receivers. I should say both have the top opportunity to be top 12 receivers. I can't get away from starting either one, though.
Okay. Would you guys go Michael Thomas or Demaryius Thomas?
Michael.
Michael.
Michael Thomas or Michael Crabtree?
Michael Thomas.
I think there's more upside in Thomas than Crabtree.
Amari Cooper or Brandon Cooks?
Cooks.
Dontrell Inman or Brandon Cooks?
Cooks.
Okay. So Mark Ingram or Doug Martin?
Ingram.
I have Ingram a spot, at least one spot ahead of Doug Martin, if not like two or three.
So he's a startable running back.
Yeah, I hope he's as pissed off as he was at the end of the game last week when they took him off the field.
Yeah, he's got to get the ball now. Okay, so Minnesota's at Green Bay. Harrison Smith practice, as we mentioned. This was 17-14, the first time they played. The Vikings won. They are not the same team that they were then. That was week two. Let's start with the Vikings. Nobody's starting Sam Bradford. Give me your thoughts on nobody starting Asiata. Jerick McKinnon, is he only startable in PPR?
I'm starting him in my PPR league because we've seen it. 5, 6, and 9 catches over his last three games. I think the yardage is modest, so that's why he's not as good of a start in non-PPR. And I think Minnesota's going to continue to diversify. We've been talking about that for several weeks now, and McKinnon's been a part of that. So he's almost worth double in PPR. Because on a good week for him, he gets you 70 yards, and he gets you 6 or 7 catches with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any scenario in which you're comfortable starting Adrian Peterson if he plays?
No.
None.
Okay. And in a PPR league, would you start Doug Martin or Jerick McKinnon?
McKinnon.
Oh, wow. Okay. Would you start Frank Gore or Jerick McKinnon?
Gore.
I'll go Gore over McKinnon because I think he's got a much better chance to score. The okay. Packers have allowed 10.8 yards per catch to running backs over their last two.
Ooh. And, Dave, they have allowed the most fantasy points this year to wide receivers. So, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, any interest?
Nope.
Diggs isn't 100%. Thielen probably isn't 100% either, but at least he's going to play. I feel like both of them could get outshined by Kyle Rudolph.
We have talked so much about Ty Montgomery, and we just talked about Aaron Rodgers, who's the number seven quarterback this week. Montgomery as a running back, just to bring it up again, would you start Montgomery or Todd Gurley? Start of the week, Todd Gurley this week.
Gurley.
Gurley standard, Montgomery PPR.
It should be noted that he doesn't really catch passes. He catches two, maybe three a game.
Right, and so does Gurley.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't agree. I'd go Gurley in both formats.
Yeah, I still think he'll catch three passes where I can't count on that for Gurley.
Okay, those points count. They matter. And as far as wide receivers go, how would you rank, if you're ranking Montgomery as a receiver, how would you rank the three Packers wide receivers, and we're not even considering Randall Cobb at this point?
Nelson, Montgomery, Adams.
I'll go Nelson, Adams, Montgomery as of now.
Okay.
I might flip Adams and Jordy.
Yeah, like, I know I'm going to get a ton of questions about Adams, and I know you guys are as well. And my thinking is, like, I can't just sit here and rank the Packers wide receivers as if they're playing the Bears like they did last week, right? We got to give the Vikings some credit here. And sure. How can I be all that confident in both Nelson and Adams this week?
I don't know. I think the hope is if you're starting the Packers receivers, and in some cases people are starting multiple Packers receivers, is that the Vikings check out.
But they're still alive, and this game still matters.
Yes, mathematically they are still alive.
Right. They're probably not getting in, but... Okay.
But you always got to wonder about when these teams have to go play in an environment that they're not happy about.
Is this a classic case where they go in maybe and shut it down, and then in Week 17, even though they have nothing to play for in Week 17, they just lay it all out against Chicago at home? And the season on a happy note.
Maybe. I don't envision this team, you know, because of how Mike Zimmer is and how much they seem to respect playing for him. And the fact that they are still alive, the fact that this is, you know, arguably their biggest rival, that they're going to roll over. But they just got embarrassed at home by the Colts. And that kind of carryover effect, we'll see. Do they bounce back and try and, you know, make things tough on the Packers?
See, that's what I think could happen.
The one thing that you have to worry about is that Green Bay has a strong opening drive, holds the Vikings on their first attempt in some capacity, and just that defense is like, what are we doing out here? Because our offense has killed us week after week after week after week. Why am I giving my all?
Yeah.
And again, you know, not to get into the psyche of any of
them. They certainly don't want to get hurt. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I think they want to play, and they want to play hard, but.
No player wants to go into the offseason dealing with an injury. They got to play in the cold. However cold it's going to be cold. And so it's just that would be the hope. Again, this is nothing that's going to happen. That would be the hope if you're starting the Packers.
Yeah.
Offensive players.
Yeah. And all right. I think we're done with this game. Packers DST we love. You guys like the Titans or the Packers?
Packers,
yeah. And I went with the Giants over the Packers, and might cost me a fantasy championship. You never know. Sit the Vikings DST. Washington is at Chicago. We talked earlier this week about Kirk Cousins. He is startable. He's a top 12 quarterback, 8th for Jamie, 11th for Dave, and 9th for Heath. Chicago, you know, like the last three quarterbacks to face the Bears have combined for one passing touchdown. That would have been three if not for Devontae Adams. But before that, they were really awful against quarterbacks. Rob Kelly, is he better than Doug Martin and Mark Ingram?
Yes.
Is Rob Kelly better than Frank Gore?
Yes.
Is Eddie Goldman going to play?
No.
It doesn't look like it.
So this
they
could
do
be
get
a
Freeman back, though.
This could be a nice week for him, for Kelly?
Should be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about Rob Kelly.
I like that he caught four.
Me too. I was about to say.
Wasn't that
nice?
Nice. Nice. Maybe we can count on him for, I don't know, about four, but two.
That's what he was the week before.
Right. So that's a nice floor. Gives him some, you know, saving face and PPR value.
Yep.
Which wide receivers are you starting for the Redskins?
Love Deshaun.
Deshaun should have a really good game.
Yep, and look, it's hard to get away from Garcon. His consistency rate the last, you know, 6 weeks has been very good in PPR.
Right. Not a big touchdown guy, so more of a PPR guy.
No, but he has scored two of his last four.
Yeah, but I think, what, three, four touchdowns this year? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not better. Consistent in that regard, but.
He's doing better, but I just, it's tough because, I Kelly, start him. Two wide receivers, Kirk Cousins, start them all. We're hoping for a huge number here for the Redskins, and it just has not happened against the Bears. They've been surprisingly effective on defense.
They have been. But again, if Adams catches those two touchdowns and Montgomery, yeah, let's say, loses one, he still goes for, what, 140 and one?
He doesn't even have to lose one if he catches those, unless he scored one on that drive.
I'm just saying, you know, they lose a possession.
Yeah. No, you're right. The Packers could have put up a really big number. Okay.
At the 49ers game, you got to throw out.
Yeah, right. Moving on here, Vernon Davis. Are you going to put Vernon Davis ahead of the Texans tight ends?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to.
Jimmy Graham or Vernon Davis?
Boy, you could really make the case for Vernon.
Still Graham.
All right, Graham it is. For the Bears, Jordan Howard is a must-start. Jordan Howard or Todd Gurley?
Howard.
Yeah, Howard should have a nice game.
Howard could be the best running back in fantasy this week.
He's awesome.
He could.
And we talked about the receivers, but we don't really love any of them. Like Cameron Meredith is a sleeper, and that's the best we're doing there, right?
Yep.
Okay. So let's move on to Atlanta at Carolina. As I mentioned, Carolina defense, 10 points better per game at home than on the road. This was a shootout, 48-33 the first time they played. So Matt Ryan's a top six quarterback. Devontae Freeman is a top 12 running back in standard, top 13 in PPR. Are you worried at all about Freeman with Carolina's run defense still being pretty good even without Luke Kuechly?
He's been saved by a touchdown in his last two games against Carolina. And he's had 90 yards or fewer combined in every game versus Carolina. And this has been a very good run defense without Kuechly, which is kind of surprising because you'd figure that Kuechly would be the guy that makes it, but they're very big up front, and that's helped them out. I think everybody's still starting to Devontae Freeman. And I think he can get you, you know, close to 15 fantasy points, but I think the floor is 8 or 9.
Hmm.
Not saying, I don't know if he's a good starting daily.
Here's a tough one. Would you go Bilal Powell or Devontae Freeman?
Freeman.
You might make the case for Powell in PPR.
It's funny, though, because as good as Carolina's defense, run defense has been since Kuechly went down, Hightower's production all came after Kuechly got hurt in the game in week 11.
Yes.
Week 12, Latavius Murray still got you 80 total yards and a touchdown. Week 13, Thomas Rawls went off against them, 106 yards and two touchdowns. The Chargers game was when Melvin Gordon got hurt. So if you want to throw that out, you still got 70 total yards from Kenneth Farrow, who fumbled in that game. No, he didn't fumble. That was next week.
Do I have it right that the Panthers haven't allowed a rushing touchdown at home this year?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. But you know what? This is what I was going to say about Freeman. Whatever you want to say about Devontae Freeman, you say, Dave, he's been saved by touchdowns against Carolina. He's saved by touchdowns all the time. He's not a big total yards guy, but he is a big-time touchdown guy. He scores a lot, so hard to get away from him. And
they have not had a touchdown at home.
They have not?
They have not.
Ooh.
And you've got to figure Freeman's going to be a big part of their game plan.
Of course. But Tevin Coleman, we're not starting, right?
No.
Okay.
But it's also looking at who they played at home. They played Carlos Hyde in week two. He got hurt in that game, if I'm not mistaken. That was when he first hurt his shoulder. They played the Vikings. No Peterson. They played Tampa Bay. No Doug Martin. And Jacquizz Rodgers went for 100 yards. They played the Cardinals. That's
all right, Jay, I'm sorry. I got to speed you up here just because we're running out of time. We got three games left after this. Julio Jones. Maybe you're a little nervous about him. We have him ranked pretty high, so we're calling Julio Jones a start. And Taylor Gabriel. Jamie's got him 29th, Heath has him 40th, and Dave has Taylor Gabriel 19th, a little bit lower in PPR for Dave and for Jamie. But you still think Taylor Gabriel has a good game here?
I don't see them getting away from him.
Yeah.
His speed is just too much of a difference maker. They're going to take shots with him. And if Devontae Freeman struggles at all, it's going to fall on Matt Ryan's shoulders to try and put some points up.
And in his last five games with Julio Jones, Gabriel scored 12, 13, 13, 21, and 4 fantasy points. That's 4 great games out of 5 in standard.
Yeah, I think he's a very safe number 3 wide receiver. I just, you know, you're looking at a guy that's gotten 2 red zone touchdowns the last 2 weeks, and I don't think that happens with Julio on the field.
Cam Newton or Jameis Winston?
Cam.
Cam Newton or Kirk Cousins?
I have Cam higher.
Okay.
I think there's a higher ceiling with Cousins.
Jonathan Stewart, we really like him. Top 14 running back in standard, top 16 in PPR. Ted Ginn, I will tell you, Atlanta has allowed the 6th fewest 40-plus yard catches in the NFL this season, but Ginn at double-digit fantasy points in 4 of his last 5 games. So who's a better flyer, Ginn or Britt?
Britt.
Ginn.
Ginn, Britt. Ginn or Gabriel?
Gabriel.
Gabriel, but it's close.
Okay. Alrighty, sit the DSTs. Arizona's at Seattle. I do think we've covered this game pretty sufficiently. We're sitting Carson Palmer. We're starting Russell Wilson. Wilson or Cam?
Wilson.
Cam.
We have him back-to-back, Jamie?
Yep.
Alright, so they're both like right around 10th or 12th or so. And any David Johnson, look, it's a tough matchup, whatever, but he's David Johnson, and he'll catch a ton of passes. Any wide receivers for Arizona that you like this week?
Fitzgerald will probably still catch like 7-8 passes in PPR.
Yep.
Look, they have not been good against wide receivers when they've been missing either Cam Chancellor or Earl Thomas. Yeah, I mean, I can give you all the numbers.
They have allowed 9 touchdowns to receivers in their last 6. I'm sorry. That's not Seattle.
But they really, without
7 in their last 5 is Seattle. 12 on the year.
All right, who's a better flyer, J.J. Nelson or Ted Ginn?
Ginn.
All right. Thomas Rawls, we have discussed a lot. Number 2 running back. Jamie likes Rawls more than Dave, I believe. No, they got him about the same. More than Heath, though. Heath has him 24th. Dave and Jamie, 16th and 17th for Rawls. Doug Baldwin, we talked about top 20. Tyler Lockett outside the top 40. And Jimmy Graham, you can avoid if you have Cameron Brate. That's probably it. Seattle DST is number 2 for Jamie, number 1 for Dave, number 1 for Heath. Detroit is at Dallas. Matthew Stafford, I'm just going to go quickly here. Matthew Stafford is outside the top 20. If Theo Riddick does play, if we know tomorrow that Theo Riddick is playing, where would you rank Riddick in PPR? And Dallas is so good against running backs.
I would rank him somewhere in the
25 right?
range.
So behind McKinnon?
Yes.
All right.
But not. It might not be too far behind McKinnon.
Do you like Golden Tate or Doug Baldwin?
I like Tate better, but I like both.
I like Baldwin a lot better.
Is Tate a start this week?
PPR.
I think he's a start in standard, too.
Number 3 here.
Would you go Vernon Davis or Eric Ebron?
Davis.
Davis, yeah.
Dak Prescott, not a bad start, but he's outside the top 12. So Cousins, Wilson, Cam, these guys are all ahead of Prescott. The one that's kind of interesting is you guys have Prescott one spot ahead of Colin Kaepernick. So
yeah, that I may change with them clinching. Mm-hmm.
All right. Eric Ebron is a sit, by the way. I'm not sure if I said that. And Dez Bryant is a must start, and that's it, right? No Beasley, no Witten?
No. Although Beasley's got a good match. I mean, Witten's got a good matchup, but sort of trust.
I think Beasley's got a good matchup, too. It's just, what are you starting him for? Right. What are you're hoping that he scores, and if he scores, he might get you 10.
Mm-hmm. Dallas DST, 11th for Jamie, 8th for Dave, 23rd for Heath. They have 10 sacks in their last 3 games, and they'll get Randy Gregory back. San Francisco is at Los Angeles. We like the running backs. And Kaepernick is about 15th in the rankings. And I don't think I have to say anything else about this game, do I?
Nope.
Okay. Emails. And again, we're going to do another show later today. It'll air tomorrow with your emails. This is from Greg in Massachusetts. Dear Devontae and Devontae. There's 4?
There's Booker, there's Parker.
Booker. Oh, yeah.
Remember that crappy guy?
Yeah. Pick two for flex. Malcolm Mitchell, Lamar Miller, Amari Cooper, Kenneth Farrow, Devontae Adams, Tyrell Williams.
Say it again.
Malcolm Mitchell, Lamar Miller, Amari Cooper, Kenneth Farrow, Devontae Adams, Tyrell Williams. Why don't I Mitchell? Take the liberty of eliminating Farrow and Tyrell, and let's choose two of four. Mitchell, Miller, Amari Cooper, Devontae Adams.
Mitchell and Adams.
I would... Adams for sure, and I'm debating... Actually, I'm not debating Mitchell. I'm debating Miller and Cooper. I'm going to say Miller if he's... If the news is good on Friday.
Okay.
Like he practices and good to go.
Stefano from Toronto, Canada. Tyrod Taylor or Marcus Mariota?
Mariota.
Yep.
Josh from the city that turned Marky Mark into the fighter. Philly?
Boston?
Boston?
I think it's Philly.
One of my rivals. I know that.
No, it's Boston.
But Marky Mark was the fighter based in Boston? I thought he was a... Isn't he from Boston originally, or am I making
It's Mickey
up?
Ward. Isn't he from Boston?
Maybe.
I don't know. Kyle Rudolph or Hunter Henry at tight end?
Philly.
Rudolph or Henry?
What's the question?
Rudolph or Henry?
Rudolph.
And Cameron Meredith, Kelvin Benjamin, Jarvis Landry, or Todd Gurley as a flex?
It's from Lowell, Massachusetts. That's where Mickey Ward's from.
Okay. Christian from Fort Worth, Texas. Emmanuel Sanders or Alshon Jeffrey?
I'd go Sanders.
Sanders.
This is from Robert in a not-so-awful town in western Massachusetts, which is Northampton. Dear Daryl, Doc, Keith, Gary, and Lenny. Easy. Come on, guys. Daryl, Doc, Keith, Gary, and Lenny?
Oh, the Mets.
Yeah. 86ers. I'm in a standard 10-team league. I have Todd Gurley and Zeke. So he's worried about Zeke because of the situation. Should I start Jonathan Stewart over Zeke now, right?
No.
No.
From Julian, pick three in PPR. Cooper, DeSean Jackson, AJ Green, Taylor Gabriel, Ty Montgomery, Dontrell Inman. Wow.
We're going to say the same three.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
First three?
Jackson.
Oh, no.
DeSean Jackson, Ty Montgomery, AJ Green.
Yep. Oh, we are. I thought you'd say Cooper.
Okay. Over Cooper. From Chris, start Justin Tucker or Sebastian Janikowski?
Tucker.
Okay. And Tyler Eifert or Vernon Davis or Hunter Henry? This is, again, from another guy named Chris.
Eifert has it now.
Henry otherwise.
Cool. Hey, good luck, guys. Except you, Jamie. Good luck in all your other leagues, not FFT.
Yeah. Good luck to you, Adam.
Second year in a row, me and Jamie for the Fantasy Football Today League Championship. And Dave and Jamie, you guys had excellent years, regardless of what happens this weekend. I'm very proud of you.
You too, man.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks. No, we all had good years. It's good stuff. Thank you all for listening. And we've got another podcast coming up later today. See you later.